Charlie Bone and the Shadow of Bad Luck by Jenny Nimmo. Read by Joe Cohen. Prologue. The winds of bad luck were the cruelest in the world. They came from every quarter, screaming against the giant's broad back, tearing his hair and lashing his eyes so that he could barely open them. At every step, great gusts swept around his long legs until, at length, he was forced onto his knees. Behind the giant lay a vast plain of wind-torn scrub and ever-shifting stones. It had taken him and his child a night and a day to cover this inhospitable terrain. They had come from the range of snow-capped mountains that surrounded the plain like a massive wall. The giant drew his cloak tight about the boy in his arms. They had been making for a little hollow where a shelter of trees could be seen and the gleam of water.
"Forgive me, Roland," moaned the giant. "I can go no further."
"You're tired, father," said the boy, twisting out of the giant's arms. "If I walk, you can move more easily."
The giant marveled at his little son's spirit. It must come from the boy's mother, he thought. It shamed him to see Roland still so unafraid after their long ordeal. Gathering his strength, the giant got to his feet again and battled forward, while his son staggered bravely at his side.
"Look," Roland suddenly sang out. "I see a light in the hollow."
"The moon," murmured his father.
"No, father, a flame."
The giant brushed a hand across his eyes and blinked. Yes, there was, indeed, a light flickering at the edge of the hollow. But how could he tell if it meant danger? They were unlikely to find help in such a godforsaken place. All at once, Roland suddenly sprinted ahead. He had always been inclined to rush headlong into things that excited his curiosity.